It's 8:17 on this Wednesday morning, and in this segment, we're going to talk about giving up.
Yes, maybe I'm guilty of this. You make the call. Every day to the bunker. I've never been a big clothes horse anyway, but I've been extra casual since we've gone to the bunker. When it was warm in the summertime, it was shorts and a t-shirt. Not that that was that different from what we would wear up to the studio, but when the weather is cooler, like it was when we first started gathering here at the bunker back in March, and now that we're into cooler temperatures in November, I've been wearing sweats to work, usually with a t-shirt. Sometimes I'll dress up and wear the golf shirt. But as I travel back home, and then say if I'm at home and like yesterday where we're going to go somewhere, like to a place in public, a store.
Generic.
I was all
so generic. A place in public, a store.
We're going to go out in public. We were going to a store. Doesn't really matter what kind of store it was. It wasn't a grocery store. It's a place that sells home decor products.
Generic.
Let's put it that way, okay?
We're in the middle of a pandemic. Why do you need to buy home decor products?
Don't worry about it, okay? You sit over there and don't worry about anything.
Why
like
did
that.
You have to
I'll
get dragged
I'll tell you what
there.
You have to worry about it. Just, I'll tell you later, okay?
That is a fair question. Home decor products seem a bit unnecessary right now.
When you're not even allowed people to come over to your house.
Just don't worry about that part of it, okay?
All right.
Fact is, we had to go out in public, so I'm ready to go. Got my t-shirt on, got my sweats.
Your Crocs?
And I'm told, not tennis shoes. You're going to go out like that? Yeah. No, I don't think so. Go put on a pair of pants and a decent shirt, and then we'll go out in public.
What?
And I realized, yeah, she's pretty much right. I looked like I was about to go, I don't know, paint. Or do a project out in the garage.
You look like a guy who is in a pandemic. That's okay.
So we get a pandemic pass now when we go out in public?
Sure.
We don't have to make ourselves presentable?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't feel as bad about it because...
This is a casual culture that's in the middle of a pandemic. So we can extra dress down. Not that we're really dressing down more than usual.
I don't know that I've noticed that, though, outside of myself. When I, like, go to the grocery store or a place that I have to go, I've not noticed, man, everyone has just given up around me. They look pretty normal to me. They're wearing pants. They're wearing a collared shirt or just a decent shirt. I just haven't made that observation with other people that everyone else is dressed down when we go out in public. I'm sure they are if they're working out of the house or, in our case, not an office building.
I don't understand why a guy can't wear sweatpants. Women wear yoga pants in grocery stores and stuff.
I'm kind of with you, too. I mean, I said yo for wheel probably 8 times to try to talk my way out of it and wear what I had out.
So what did you say to her? Like, what was your argument?
And the only one I could come up with was yo for real. And that's what I wear to work. And she goes, yeah, but you're just... And I said, right, and Gordon and Craig have never had a complaint about it.
No, never comes up.
Y'all don't
up.
Care what I wear, and I haven't really noticed what y'all have been wearing. I think it's been pretty much the same thing, either jeans or sweats and T-shirts.
Action pants.
Yeah, Junior's big about action pants. So I think some of it is, yes, pandemic and dressing down, but is some of it middle-aged dude give up, too, to where we do care a little bit less the older we get? And we do turn into our dads who have worn some questionable outfits out front to cut the grass or to go to the hardware store to make a quick run.
Man, so did you win the argument? Did you?
There wasn't an argument. I just went and said, okay, yeah. I put on a pair of pants
and
a golf shirt.
You gave in.
Yeah.
And a golf shirt.
Yeah.
So you wore jeans and a golf shirt.
Yeah. I don't know if I looked much better.
To go to the home decor store.
Yeah.
What did you have on with the sweat pants? Did you have a golf shirt on or a t-shirt?
T-shirt.
Okay.
I mean, I admit, I look like a slob. Total.
I'm not so sure that looks like a slob anymore. I mean, do we just think that everyone wearing a sweatpants and a t-shirt looks like a slob? I think you need one additional item to look like a slob in that outfit, and that's got to be something
an
like...
An old hat or something?
Oh, I don't know. Like, if you're wearing... like tube socks with sandals. Then I think that tips into slob territory.
Slippers.
Yeah, slippers. Like tube socks and then slippers.
I don't really think you need to worry about what you're wearing when you go out during a pandemic, because I think everybody's kind of giving up a little bit, and I think it's seen now as pandy chic that you're wearing sweatpants and you don't really care about your hair. Plus, nobody really cares because everyone's wearing a mask, and so no one's really going to recognize you.
Right. I didn't even think about that part of it, about being recognized as the big man.
Dress however you want because you're kind of anonymous. Everybody, welcome to my world. I'm Invisible Junior.
Mm-hmm.
And now when we move throughout the world and our daily lives in this world, this crazy big blue marble, nobody recognizes us. So it's like you're going through life invisible.
I swear, can't women get away with wearing anything they want at the grocery store, basically?
Yes.
I've seen girls wear basically pajamas in the grocery store, and it's just okay.
Yeah, I guess I just haven't noticed it in other people during this, that they have also dressed down to that point where they're just wearing sweats or pajamas to the grocery store.
A girl can wear sweats or pajamas in the grocery store. You make one comment, it's...
You're a big jerk.
You're a horrible jerk. Why are you policing what women wear? And then, but she's allowed to sit there and give you hell for wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt, and you've got to go change? I don't understand how that's just, that kind of policing is okay.
So when we go back to an office space, if that time ever comes, and let's just say we start going back, is it going to be even more casual when we go back? Because we've been so casual now for the last 8 months, and I'm guessing this will go another 5 or 6 months or so.
No, I think that once we return to going into an office, that people will wear what they normally wear to offices.
If we had different jobs, if we had the office job, I think I would really be struggling right now. I've talked to friends who make it a point that their morning routine is still just that they have their shower, their coffee, they get dressed. Some of them have to be on, I guess, Zoom calls where at least the top half of them has to look presentable.
Listen to the ticket,
of course. But as you do that, I think that is important to keep that routine. If we just had the job where we can't see each other and we're just broadcasting, we had office jobs, I don't think I'd be doing very well, because I think I would have give up not only in going with sweatpants and t-shirt, but also, you know, maybe working from the couch or while lying in bed. I just don't know if I have the discipline to not watch I Dream of Jeannie and do the work that I'm supposed to be doing.
You worry about your self-discipline.
Yeah, I think that would filter into the other aspects of it as you're trying to work from home.
Yeah, you know, I think in the office place, if we do get back to something that's kind of normal, we've already, over the last 20 years, been trending towards more casual anyway. You know, I don't know very many office places where they have to wear a suit unless they're doing... This is generic, but presentations every day to clients.
God,
that's unless, what they do.
Unless the CEO is coming to town. But generally speaking, hasn't everybody really gone very casual in the workplace anyway?
Yeah.
So now, naturally, during a pandemic, especially if you're staying at home all the time, it's only human nature to go even more casual. Like, I don't know that I'm dressing any differently. Even coming to the bunker, it's pretty much what we wear up here, but we've always had a very casual environment. But I do care a lot less about shaving, about my hair, general hygiene.
Boy, we've had two generals here.
Hi, guys.
Do you think the guy who wore the suit every day, or the woman who wore the dress every day to work, do you think they're struggling with this, or do they find it freeing?
No.
And when they go back to the workplace, they can't wait to put on that suit again.
No, I bet they love it.
Yeah. They love not dressing up.
It's not short-circuiting them somewhat that they're just sitting down in sweats and a t-shirt with a bowl of cereal, listening to the ticket.
There's a lot of people who are only dressing top half.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing that.
I would do that if we had that type of job. I think it goes sweats and then sport coat.
We knew guys who worked on TV who are generally shot from the waist up, who would only dress top half.
That is.
And a few of them got busted.
Yeah.
Got busted wearing shorts and a suit up top, but then like jams below.
Yeah. What about footwear? Have you given up on footwear? Like Dale told us, they hadn't worn shoes in 4 months.
They only worn shoes three times since the start of the pandemic.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I gave up a little bit. I'm still wearing them, but I haven't bought new tennis shoes in I don't know how long. And the other day I sat down, I was going to order some online, and then I just got immediate give up, and I didn't even want to try to figure out what size I needed, or I just like, well, the ones I'm wearing, it doesn't matter because nobody's seeing them anyway, so I'll just keep wearing them.
Right. And I think I've had some shoe give up too, because I haven't bought a new pair of shoes in a while. And again, it's not as if I had a bunch of shoes anyway, but I think in the normal flow of things, in the last 6 months, I would have purchased several new shoes, either casual wear, tennis shoes, something like that.
You got to do what I do. I have the one pair of dress shoes that I wear all the time, and I'll go into the store and I'll buy 7 or 8 pairs of them, stack up the shoe boxes, wear them for a couple months until I notice that the sole's getting worn off of them, and just throw them away and pick out the next box. Same shoe.
Now that's kind of old man-y, that the dress shoe is...
Oh, yeah.
It's just your shoe, no matter what
Absolutely.
You're doing. If you're using a leaf blower or you're
Doesn't matter.
Going out to eat.
I found the sweet spot of shoes, and that's what I'm staying with. I go for long walks in them. Doesn't matter. They're very comfortable. They're slip-on. I don't have time for laces.
Boy, that's just like my dad. He used to cut grass and wingtips and...
What's wrong with that?
If we ever talked him into, you know, playing football with us or something in the foot in the front yard, he had on wingtips.
That's crazy. He didn't own tennis shoes?
He did, but I rarely saw him. He's like Gordo. He's always in dark shoes. Yours don't have laces, though.
No.
They're just the slip-ons?
Yes. That's the best
Those
kind
are
of
pretty
shoe
good shoes, yeah.
Because it's the most versatile shoe there is. I can wear that with a suit.
Can't wear
I
them with sweats.
I can wear it with... Yes, I can. You watch me.
Now, that is give up. You wear dress shoes with sweats?
Well, I also always wear dark sweats, too.
I don't know if that helps.
I think it does. If you're wearing, like, gray sweats with dress shoes, that's weird. When you're wearing all black is just all black.
Okay, great. Black sweats, black dress shoes... I see that. I go, that guy is
t-shirt.
Giving up on life.
And a black t-shirt. Yeah.
I've never heard of anybody wearing sweats and dress shoes.
Yeah.
I think the great Gordo
well,
does.
I think it's misleading because I don't consider them just dress shoes.
They're
like
action
you guys
shoes
may consider them that they're formal shoes or something. But I think these things are versatile enough that they cover every kind of shoe type.
Yeah.
They're not quite as casual as like a slipper or a boat shoe or something like that, right?
They basically are a boat shoe. It's basically a boat shoe with a slight heel on it. That's it.
What is the sole?
It's just black.
That makes it dressy looking, though.
What's the sole?
It's rubberized, you know, got grip on it, too.
Okay.
So that's why you can get up on the roof and blow leaves.
Right. Yeah, I would never... See, that... Maybe the problem. You guys may be thinking of like the old kind of dress shoes that have the real slick bottom.
That's what I was thinking about.
That's nuts.
Okay. But it's still that look of that shoe, though, says something beyond sweat wear.
What? What did you just say?
That you can't wear with sweats.
I think you can.
Okay.
I think that they are right in the sweet spot where you can wear them with anything.
I want to go back
to shorts.
I want to go
except
back
shorts.
George's line would be great for a commercial for these shoes. This says something about going beyond sweatwear.
That's a horrible catchphrase for any product.
Put it on a throw pillow or a t-shirt, you'll sell a lot of them.
But it takes all the guesswork out of what shoe do I need to wear? Where did I place the other half of the shoe? Because I always keep about 3 pairs going. You can mix and match.
Yeah, an 8-pair rotation, they're all the same shoe?
It's not really a rotation. I generally, at ease.
It's a depth chart.
I throw them away after, you know, a few months. So, and just get the next pair down. So it's like a shoe dispensary. It's like a Pez dispenser of shoes.
You're in a slipper mode there for a while, too, weren't you? Then you were kind of
No, I have some slippers, but I rarely wear them.
I thought you wore them up to the studio one time.
I may have worn them one time up to the studio, but slippers give you hot foot.
They do give you hot foot, and they are overrated, the slipper. unless it's really, really cold.
Because
outside.
I basically use dress shoes as slippers. So if I have to run outside real quick, I put on the dress shoe and just crimp down the heel. You know, you just slip inside the dress
yeah,
shoe, and you're standing on the you got folded heel,
crimp heel.
I picture that you're so addicted to your dress shoes that the second you get out of the shower, you slip on your dress shoes to walk around the house in.
I want to just linger for a moment on your first sentence. I predict you're so addicted to dress shoes. ...
Still addicted to it.
It's a weird way to start a sentence.
All right, that's give up here during the pandemic.